In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Say, oh God, arise, show me where. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise, show me where. Show me where. Show me where. Show me where. In the name of Jesus, 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 for in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord, my Father, show me the secret of my life.
Show me the secret of my life.
That prayer is a very important prayer. Amen. I want us to pray with everything inside of you. I want you to pray that prayer with reckless abandon. When God shows you the secret of your life, there are certain things that you will not struggle for anymore, because the puzzles of life become easy for you to place. Amen. I want you to pray with everything within you. Say, oh God, arise.
Oh God, arise.
And show me the secret of my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Show me the secret of my life. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. And show me the secret of my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Show me the secret of my life. In the name of Jesus. Show me the secret of my life. In the name of Jesus. Show me the secret of my life. In the name of Jesus. Show me the secret of my life. In the name of Jesus. Show me the secret of my life. In the name of Jesus. Show me the secret of my life. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Jesus. Amen.
One of the things children of God need to deal with is their foundation. The Bible says that if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? No matter how highly anointed you are, the foundation is something that you need to deal with. Otherwise, it will bring you down. Jesus went to the wilderness to deal with his foundation for 40 days and 40 nights. Even being the savior of the world, he went into the mountain to deal with his foundation. The foundation is the bedrock of the life of any person. If the foundation of the building is very, very strong, the building will not collapse. Now, a lot of buildings that you know today are collapsing because of their foundation is very weak. But if you want to fulfill destiny and stand and remain at the top, you need to have a very, very solid foundation. And that's why the foundation is very, very important. And that's why the question came, say, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The truth is, a lot of us are from families where we've had wickedness that have gone wrong in our foundation. And no matter how highly placed you are or how you want to go in life, if you've not dealt with your foundation, it will continue to pull you back. Because of the issue with your foundation, that's why you see yourself going back to your father's house in your dream. You see yourself going back to your village in your dream. You see yourself going back to your former school in your dream. You see yourself going back to old friends in the dream. That's the spirit of backwardness and limitation. And all of all these have roots in the foundation. Amen. I'm going to shout this loud and clear. Say, every foundation of crying blood.
Every foundation of crying blood.
Crying against my destiny.
Crying against my destiny.
Be silent by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Every foundation of crying blood, crying against my destiny, be silenced by the blood of Jesus. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Every foundation of crying blood, crying against my destiny, be silent by the blood of Jesus. 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 For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I'm going to pray that prayer again. I know of a man who, at a particular age in his life, in their family, nobody gets to the age of 50. By the time they get to the age of 50, something happened. Everybody that gets to that age died. But when he got to his turn, about five of his brothers had died. When he got to his turn, he ran to prayers and said, God, everybody in my family is dying. I don't want to die. But when prayers began to go forth and spiritual investigation was carried out, it was observed that in his family, he came from a royal home. In that royal home, they buried a slave alive. One of his forefathers, who was a very royal and notable monarch, buried a slave alive, innocent slave. And that slave cried out when he was being buried alive, that nobody in this kindred will get to this age. And he was buried alive in tears. Foundation. That's why if you want to go far in life, you need to deal with your foundation. You cannot rise above it, because it's very, very important. Even if you rise, it can easily bring you down. Foundational prayers are not prayers that you end. You continue to pray even till you leave this earth. Because at a point in time, it can catch up with you. The foundation. And that was how that man became liberated after much prayers has been done. We're going to cry loud and clear. Say, every foundation of crying blood.
Foundation of crying blood.
Crying against my destiny.
Against my destiny.
Die! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every foundation of crying blood, crying against my destiny. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Come on to die. 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 In the name of Jesus, every foundation of crying blood, crying against my destiny, die. In the name of Jesus, 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 die. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I was posted to serve in a village in Ebonyi State in Nigeria. In that village, they realized that anybody that wants to become a priest for God, before the person finishes seminary, he dies. As a core member, I went there with my team and all of that, and we began to ask questions. What exactly went wrong? It was then a man opened his mouth and told us that a white man who brought the gospel to that village was buried alive. And that white man placed a curse that nobody will become a priest in this land. Well, I'm not trying to support what the white man did, but I'm trying to address the mysteries behind foundation. We began prayers and started to pray. I said, God, you have to intervene. He's like, God, you didn't bring us here for sure. We didn't come here because... In fact, I did not even move my person. I told you, take me anywhere you want. And by divine intervention and providence, you know, such was averted. Just imagine if somebody is from that kind of family, he wants to do something meaningful in life. If you've not dealt with your foundation, it would always pull you down. Amen. We're going to shout this loud and clear. Say, fire of deliverance.
Fire of deliverance.
If I put your hands in your belly button, your right hand in your belly button, because your belly button in the ministry of deliverance, it represents your roots, your foundation. They're going to shout this loud and clear. Say, fire of deliverance.
Fire of deliverance.
Enter into my foundation. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, say, fire of deliverance. Enter into my foundation. 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 In the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance. Enter into my foundation. In the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance. Enter into my foundation. In the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance. Enter into my foundation. In the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance. Enter into my foundation. Fire of deliverance. Enter into my foundation. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen. You are going to shout this loud and clear. Say, witchcraft powers in my foundation.
Witchcraft powers in my foundation.
Assigned to stop my shine.
Assigned to stop my shine.
Die! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and say that prayer loud and clear. Say, witchcraft powers in my foundation. Assigned to stop my shine. Die. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I will motivate you along the line with the stories of that the Spirit of God brings to my remembrance of my life. In my family, there was a cousin I had who was a very, very intelligent young lady. At about the age I was a teenager, this young girl was doing well. Like, she was shining as a young star. This is some mysterious reason. I don't know. She has never carried second in her life. I don't know what happened. That girl died. White men came to their house to respect the death of somebody who was a star. White people came after principal, the whole of the schools came to visit the family of a girl who died, who the enemy in her family or in her foundation cut her short. Me, only God knows, maybe it's just divine grace that I saw that I'm still alive today. That lady, I know where she would have gotten to at this age if she was my age now. I know where she would have been. But the enemy saw her star and cut her short. And that's why, young people, you need to pray serious prayers, because the earlier you begin to realize some of all these things, the better it is in your life. Amen. Witchcraft powers in my foundation.
Witchcraft powers in my foundation.
Assigned to cut me short.
Assigned to cut me short.
Die! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Say, which powers in my foundation are trying to cut me short? In the name of Jesus, command it to die. Which powers in my foundation are trying to cut me short? Die in the name of Jesus. 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 Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I don't want you to be carried away because you are here in the UK. You don't know what's going on. See, I'll tell you something of the truth. In every family, there's always one person that is like a strong man that monitors the stars of people that are rising in the family. You're here in the UK, you're eating chicken. You don't even know what's going on. I can tell you of the truth. There are people that are like that. They call them heralds. Heralds of the father's house or the mother's house. Their own work is just to monitor. So when they see a light shining, they will cut that light off. Maybe you've not gotten to that age yet, but I can tell you, I feel it in my spirit that you are getting to that age where you are beginning to get noticed when you start making it in life. The earlier you deal with these powers, the better it is for you. And as a young person, these powers have no respect for age. We thank God for a ministry like the Mountain of Fire, where they are able to address powers, witchcraft powers, powers of father's house, powers of mother's house. And those prayers are what help a lot. But if not, so many of us, they will have used us for meat pie by these powers, wicked powers that they have no mercy upon the life of anyone. So we are going to pray this loud and clear. Before we go into the question of what we have today, I'm going to shout this loud and clear. The Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. Say, every witchcraft power of my father's house and my mother's house.
Every witchcraft power of my father's house and my mother's house.
Say, witchcraft powers of my father's house and my mother's house.
Witchcraft powers of my father's house and my mother's house.
That says, I shall not excel. In the name of Jesus, open up the bread. Say, which car powers of my father's house? My mother's house. That says that I will not exist. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. It's for your good. Command them to do that. Command them to do that. Which car powers of my father's house? Which car powers of my mother's house that says I will not exist? Die! In the name of Jesus. Die! In the name of Jesus. Die! In the name of Jesus. Die! In the name of Jesus, die. In the name of Jesus, die. In the name of Jesus, command it to that. Command it to that. Which cap powers of my father? Which cap powers of my mother's house that say that will not exist? Die. In the name of Jesus, command it to that. Command it to that. Command it to that. Command it to that. In the name of Jesus, command it to die. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for a time like this. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, we have that you take preeminence control in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Open the eyes of our understanding that we would understand the mysteries of your word in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And at the end, all glory and adoration be unto your holy name.
Amen.
For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, welcome into this great evening. I'm sorry there's not much time for us to start greeting ourselves, but I don't know why this strong burden is a matter that we must pray. You know, there's something our Father in Jesus always say. He say we cannot over pray, we can only under pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 1. I don't know. I have a very, very restless burden in my heart for the youth. And I want us to take it very, very seriously. You are no longer kids. And the earlier you begin to understand some of all these things, the better it is for us. Amen. The book of Job, chapter 14, verse 1. If anybody is there, can read for us. If you can unmute, if you have the leading to read, you can read. Amen. Is anybody there can read for us?
What, John 14, verse 1?
No, Job 14, verse 1.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Can you read it?
I'm reading NIV version.
Okay.
Mortals born of women are of few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away.
Okay, thank you.
Like fleeting shadows.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So it says, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. In fact, it's really very scary to open a verse of the Bible and that is the first thing you see. It says, man that is born of a woman is of a few days but full of many troubles. That tells you that the life that we're in right now is a life where there is trouble. Amen. So it's just like we're in a journey as people born into this earth. And the journey we go through, we pass through, is a mystery of time. And as we pass through time, through that journey, there are a lot of troubles we'll pass through. The life that we come into, God has given every one of us talents and gifts. He has given us abilities to be able to go through the marketplace of life. And as I'm going through the market, life is like a market. As I'm going through the market, normally when you go to the market, you go to look at what you like, what you don't like, right? You go with money, okay? You go with currency. You want to buy something in the market. That is how it is in life. While here, you know, in a marketplace of life, to trade with our talents and gifts. Currency that God has given us is like our talents, our gifts, our anointing to be able to trade through the journey of life successfully. Amen. Mm. And the time we spend here on earth to profit, whatever we are doing with our currency, is the years you spend on earth. And after you have done with the marketplace of life, which is full of troubles, you have to leave that marketplace and give an account of how you spend your days or years in the market of life. Praise the name of the Lord. With the currency of heaven that God has given you as a youth, how well are you able to journey in the days of trouble? How well are you able to trade in the days of trouble? How well are you able to handle what is called the issues of life? Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why it's very, very important. You see, a lot of people here on earth have the money, the currency of heaven, which is their talents, but they are not able to have, number one, even discover that they have it. It is a very dangerous thing to have money and don't even know that you have it, which means there are things you ought to have bought with the money. You end up not using it because you don't even know you have it. And that is how it is in the life of a lot of young people. They have talent, but they don't even know that they have. There's a reason why they are here on earth. They don't even know why they are on earth to begin with. And that's why it is not a good thing. Amen. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1. No. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1. Remember what we read in Job 14, verse 1. The Bible says, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, is there anybody there? If you're there, shout aloud, hallelujah. If you're there, shout aloud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. He says, remember now thy creator in the days of your youth. Amen. Mm-hmm. It says, remember now your creator in the days of what? Days of your youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Okay. So, if there's any time that you should know God, it is now. Because the truth is, if you don't know God now in life, you are in for a very, very serious trouble. Now, some of the prayers that your parents are praying now, if they have known God early enough, they will not be praying those prayers now. It's not a curse. It's not that maybe Jesus does not love them, but there's a reason why the preacher said, remember now thy creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not. Because a time is coming known as the days of evil. A time is coming when you will face the issues of life. A time is coming when you will face the travails of life. If you do not know how to battle at that time, if you are not well grounded and deeply rooted in God, you will face troubles. I think I also need to let us understand here as children of God that not every problem you face in life are spiritual. Some of them are like part of the journeys and scars and the issues of life that you will go through. And it will be a calamity if you don't know God at that time. Everybody at a point in time in their life will face that period, the wilderness experience. If you do not know God early enough in life, you will make a lot of mistakes and it might be difficult for you to recover from that. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ faced his own wilderness experience while he was on the way to the cross. The Son of Man almost gave up his quest. He was beginning to second guess. I said, God, by your will, Lord. Let this cup pass over me. He said, okay, not by my will, but now your will. Amen. So if Jesus Christ was the Savior of the world, could face that kind of experience in life, then who are we not to face that kind of similar occurrence? Amen. So that issues of life are there. They're bound to happen. And if you're a believer, it helps you and equips you for the evil days to come. This is not to scare you, but I'll tell you the truth. Because these are truths that you probably know here from anyone. Christianity is not like a rosy journey. It's a battle. It's a war on its own. Your decision to follow Jesus comes with a lot of travails. And that's why the Bible says, it's a narrow. Narrow is the way. It's not a broad way. It's not a street journey. The journey to fulfilling destiny is a very tough one. It comes with a lot of ups and downs, comes with a lot of obstacles. And it's even more disaster if you don't even know who you are in Christ. That's why it's very important early, so that you can easily build a very solid foundation in God. So that when that time comes, you will not be shaken. You will be like Mount Zion and will not be moved. Because the truth is, those days will come. Praise the name of the Lord. So the earlier, the better. Even your father in the Lord had his own share of a wilderness experience. You can imagine someone who was highly anointed, praying for people to receive the fruit of the womb. He waited for 14 years before their child came. Now, with that kind of anointing, it takes someone who has so much passion for God. Because he was deeply rooted in God, he kept doing the things of God. With that experience, this is someone that has all the anointing. I don't think there was any power that was really, because it was destroyed power at that time. In fact, when MFM started, there was so much vibrance in those days. When MFM, they were praying, you cannot pass where they were. Because of the electric shock, you feel the power of God. That's how highly anointed the man was, or he is. So, wilderness experience will always come. So, if you are deeply rooted in God, you'll be able to withstand the evil days that are to come. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, that's why he said, remember now the creator in the days of your youth. Some of you here, you will resume school very soon. You will resume university. How's your relationship with God? Even to the point where you can say, God, okay, I want to study. What do you want me to study? Amen. Remember now your creator. This is the time. This is the time. The likes of Daniel in the Bible, those were men that were able to shake Babylon. The Bible says that the glory of the youth is in their strength. These men were Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were young men, 16, 17, 18. They were doing powerful things for God because they were in their youth. The youthful age is the age where you need to really discover your destiny, because if you don't discover it, you will face problems. A lot of people have studied the wrong course in university and they paid dearly for it. A lot of people got into school, they got carried away. While I was in that university, there was this guy, a very, very brilliant first class student. I know what it is to be on the first class in Nigerian University. It must be sound. There's a place in the University of Lagos at that time, they call that the Lagoon Front. I don't know what he went to go and do with that girl in that place. As he was sleeping with the girl vanished. the girl disappeared. This one is not maybe a story, maybe someone told. These are things I knew. The girl vanished while he was sleeping with her. And the next thing, the guy began to shrink. By the time they brought him to the GO, because GO's office was just at the back of University of Unilag, at the headquarters there. He was shrinking. He had shrunk to the point that it was only divine intervention that brought him back to life. The guy spent like 6 years at home before he could go back to school. He had wasted 6 years of his life at home. Remember now your creator in the days of your youth. So that's the period where there's a lot of youthful exuberance going on campus. There is a contention between the devil and the devil and Christ and God in the life of every youth. Because that youthful period is the period where God wants to really use you to do exploit. The devil also wants to use you to cause damage. Cultism, prostitution, and all of all that, those are vices that are very, very peculiar to youthful exuberance. So if you are not deeply rooted in God as a youth, you will likely miss it at this very crucial time of your life. Having boyfriend and girlfriend at this age, I don't advise it, because that is when the devil can manipulate and do things that can truncate your destiny. I don't know why God is leading us this way tonight. A young lady still at the University of Lagos. I'm privileged to have studied at the University of Lagos. A young lady, very, very promising destiny. This lady used to, GO even had, she had the opportunity of seeing the GO at that time. Because not everyone had the opportunity of seeing it. And GO, once he identifies that there's a call of God upon you, he begins to show you so much attention, begins to develop you, he gives you books and all of all that to build your spiritual life. People stay abusing her that she did not have big breasts. And she felt intimidated, because that's why you need to be careful about the company you keep. She became intimidated that her breast is small. She ran to Gio and she was crying that her friends are abusing her that her breast is small. And she told her, how does breast and destiny match? Like, what is? They said, go and disbody yourself, go and sleep, so that your breast will be bigger and you can rule with us. They pressured this young lady. Now, there's something that I also need you guys to understand. You see, when the enemy is trying to force you, or when your friends are trying to force you to do what they've done, you see, this losing your virginity thing, you can always join them later on, maybe when you are married. You can become, you can become sexually active by the time you are married. But once you are in, you can't come out again. So most of them wish that they had never lost it. So they are looking for people to join them. And that's why they pressure people that are still virgins. Praise the name of the Lord. So they pressure that she went to go and sleep with one man. My God. As God will have it, she had triplets inside her fallopian tube.
Jesus.
Her first sex. One of the child that she had blocked the first fallopian tube. The second one blocked the second fallopian tube. The third one, was, they had to cut the first fallopian tube. She bled second fallopian, they had to block, because the child came out in very, very, oh my God. God saved her. She almost lost her life. So right now, she doesn't even have a fallopian tube. This is a lady who has a very promising destiny. It was clear from the campus, captured her. The enemy programmed wrong friends around her. They pushed her and manipulated her out of her divine purpose. I pray for you that you will not meet such friends in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want us to shout this prayer loud and clear. Say every unfriendly friend.
Every unfriendly friend.
Assigned to distract me from my divine purpose.
Assigned to distract me from my divine
purpose. Die in the name of Jesus. Yep. Die in the name of Jesus. Every unfriendly friend assigned to distract me from my divine purpose. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. On Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
We are praying against the spirit that influences short child devices. Amen. So,
amen.
This is the time as a young person where you need to be strong and, you know, you need to be more devoted in the things of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, how many of you are aware that Gio used to give award to first class students here? Hello? How many of you are aware that Gio gives award to first class students here?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Now, I'll tell you something about every of those students that Gio gives award to. I'm not saying if anyone doesn't have a first class, you know, maybe God is not with you and all that. But there's something very peculiar with them. Because in 2014, I was opportunity to be part of them. And I stayed on the same hotel with them. By the time Gio called, I realized something about everyone. Every of all those people that had first class, they committed the course they wanted to study in the hands of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
They committed what they wanted to study in the hands of God. So these men and women somehow were able to understand the mystery of knowing their Creator in the days of their youth. And I'm yet to see a situation where you commit something in the hands of God and God will not glorify himself. It comes with power. It comes with, there's a unique anointing. When others are struggling to get certain grades, because you committed the course you wanted to study, and God said, okay, you know what? This is the course you should study. And you went as God directs you, because there is a divine blueprint of heaven about your life. And you go as God leads you. Oh my God. Heaven will back up your going, because you're not going alone. You are going by divine instruction. And as I've been going through some series of teachings called Hearing from God of late, because it's important as a young person, the earlier you begin to hear God, the better. If you want to live a mountaintop life, you must be able to start hearing God early enough in life. Because it makes you go through the journey of life stress-free and less of scars. Praise the name of the Lord. So that's something I realized about these people. And I'm like, wow. So they say, you ask, I asked God before I went to go and study this course. I said, really? This one said, oh, you asked God. Shit. Oh, this one said, ask God. And these people now, as I'm talking to you, every of them are probably doing their masters or PhDs in different countries across the world right now, fulfilling destiny. Some of them are into ministry. Some are deep into science. Some are into social science and humanities and all of all that. Somehow, these people, they committed the things in the hands of God, and God had his way. So, what am I trying to draw out from here? So, the earlier you begin to realize about the mystery of what the preacher was saying here, he said, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days have not even yet come. Because there's something about the days of your youth, because that's like the foundation of the journey of life. That's like the foundation of destiny fulfillment. That's like the foundation of advancement and fulfilling of purpose. Because your purpose can be easily discovered when you are in God. You will not be playing games and puzzles. You will not be walking by your ambition, but you'll be walking as God will lead you. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. He said, not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will do what? He will direct your path. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is something about working with God early enough in life. You become a very mighty instrument of use by God. Oh, amen. Now, when I was in my NYSC, I remember I prayed a prayer. I said, okay, God, now that we have done with undergraduate, post me to anywhere you want. Hi, God. I remember where I prayed that prayer. I remember where I was sitting. I remember where and the mood I was. Because I see a lot of people, they try to run their service here and all that. I said, God, I don't want to do that. I know your will is better than mine. Post me where you want, Lord. And God posted me somewhere. And all through my service here, the kind of things I experienced, I knew that this is not me. I felt that God backed up my going. I did my NYC in a very interior village in that time. But I could see God. God, if I move right like this, I could see God. If I move left, I could see God. If I raise my hand, I could see God. If I speak, I would see God in it. And at the end of my service here, I got something that I knew that I wouldn't have gotten in 5 years. Amen. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Apostle Paul probably did not remember God anymore. He started persecuting God. He started persecuting Christians. He started destroying Christians. He was originally designed to be an apostle of Jesus. But somehow, the enemies can manipulate people's destinies. The enemies can truncate people's purposes and change them away from the things of God. And that's why it's good that you know God early. Our father in the Lord used to tell us about a guy called Laiwe. A very renowned Laiwe was so brilliant, intelligent. I remember there's something they call four-figure table in mathematics. They can ask for log something, and Laiwe will tell you what log, whatever it is, without even looking at the four-figure table. It was that intelligent. Laiwe was brilliant. Somehow he got scholarship to study abroad. And while Laiwe was on his way to the airport, his sister said, I hope you come back alive with what you're going for. He was like, what's going on? What kind of talk is that? Because he was drunk. They were all drunk before the exit. And they carried his bags and he left. Laiwe traveled. I don't know what happened where he was. He wanted to swim. And Laiwe was about to jump from, because he has finished, he was stopping his class, was doing well, excelling, best grades and all of all that. As Laiwe was about to swim, he just jumped, he dived, and he missed the diving pool, and his head hit the concrete, and his brain came out and popped. The end of Laiwe was a very brilliant boy who had a very promising destiny. Many years after that, there was a lady who was giving a confession at the prayer city about how she used to be a witch and she gave her life to Christ. She confessed to be the sister of Laiwe. Now, there's something mysterious about the mystery of salvation. Salvation will save you and bring you back to Christ. But the person who is gone is gone. He's probably not dead. He's dead now and he has missed a very, very key area of destiny. Amen. So the enemies are there that can truncate people's destiny. So the earlier you begin to know God, the better it is for you. That's why the Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and he's safe. And that's why I'm a bit worried about you youths here. People are a bit relaxed when they tell you to pray. Because from this week we're going to be praying series of prayers about destiny. And every one of us must be part of it. We are going to start praying some prayer, and Pastor will be involved in this. Praying series of prayers for your life, for your future. And that was how they truncated the life of, you know, that young man. This, he didn't see his future. He didn't see his destiny now because of that. He didn't know God early enough. He was very brilliant, but he didn't know God early enough. I know so many people that are very intelligent like that, that due to one reason or another, they did not know God early enough, but they still missed it in destiny. So having to know God early enough gives you divine security and it protects you against the evil days that are ahead. Amen. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So remember your Creator in the days of your youth, because there are many troubles in life that are ahead of you. And that trouble, the Bible says that it is not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven. That trouble comes with a lot of travails. It takes someone who is very devoted and strong for Jesus to be able to withstand the evil days. And I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. I'd like us to open our mouth and talk to God. This is not the time to engage in someone's story. But before we pray, I don't know if anybody has any question here. Just for a few minutes before we begin to go into prayer. Does anybody have any questions here? Any questions? Anything seems to bother your mind, you want to ask questions about? Hello? Anybody want to ask us some questions? Hello, any questions? Hello, any questions?
No.
Okay. All right. I want us to sit back and relax. I want to share a video with you guys. I want us to watch this very, very serious video. Amen. Now, a lot of us seems to before we begin to pray prayer, very, very, amen.
Yeah.
Back while I share the video with us and get blessed. Hello, everyone. Just stick back while I share the video with you, okay? Yep. Sees my internet connection is unstable. Okay.
I don't think any of us can see this.
Can we see this?
No,
at one point or another in our lives,
we all have prayed
and asked God to do something for us.
Right?
But it didn't happen as quickly as we wanted it to happen. Over the years in my life, I have learned that God's delays are not God's denials.
Right.
The spiritual realm is vastly bigger than the natural world.
Just
we don't know what is going on in the spiritual realm unless God reveals it to us. We don't know what is going on behind the scenes on our behalf. In the Old Testament, there is a captivating story about Daniel.
Just be sure. Can you hear what is being played to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
His prayer being heard in heaven. Daniel is visited by an angel whose name is not disclosed. This angel explains that he would have come sooner, but he was engaged in battle for 21 days by the prince of the kingdom of Persia. And he required the assistance of Michael the archangel to overcome this prince. The angel spent 3 weeks earnestly attempting to visit Daniel, but he lacked the power to overcome the prince of Persia. You see, the spirit realm is a realm of great conflict. The prayer of Daniel went to heaven. His prayer was heard, and his prayer was answered, and an angel was dispatched with the answer. But the angel was unable to get through to Daniel because of this apparently high-ranking demon power that stopped him. What can we learn from this is that demon powers have different ranks and powers, just like the angels that belong to the kingdom of God have different ranks and powers. In Ephesians 6:12, we are told, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The Bible refers to Michael the Archangel. We know from the scriptures that he plays a unique role in God's plan and appears to be a high-ranking angel. Then we have Gabriel, who also must have been a high-ranking angel. He was sent with a specific message for Joseph and Mary concerning the arrival of the Messiah. In fact, there are only three angels who are named in the Bible: Michael the Archangel, Gabriel, and Lucifer, who of course is a fallen angel. Now back to the story of Daniel. What we need to realize is that Daniel's prayer had such powerful effects in the spiritual realm, so much so it helped one angel call for reinforcements. We also need to realize it's no accident that the messenger said that his struggle with the prince of Persia lasted exactly the same amount of time that Daniel's fasting and prayer did, 21 days. The reason for this is that the warfare in the spirit realm was being fought in a real sense by Daniel in the prayer realm. Now imagine if Daniel had given up on the 10th day, or had given up on the 19th day, Daniel would have blocked his angel from reaching him. So I have a question for you today. Are you blocking your angel? Let me ask you again, are you blocking your angel? Why do we give up on prayer? Is it discouragement? We ask for something and don't see results, or we don't like what happens and assume God isn't listening, or at least not giving a favorable answer. We all want our prayers to get answered right away. When we don't see the answer immediately, we can be tempted to stop praying. I've had people ask, "How do I know when I should give up on a prayer?" My answer is always the same: never! We can never quit turning to God. Remember, the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Our problem is that we now live in the age of the instant, and some things just don't happen that way. The Bible says that God is pleased with the passionate prayer of the righteous. It's not about the length of your prayer, it's the strength of your faith, your passion. I want to encourage you to keep knocking and don't give up. Prayer is the answer to your problem today, not a human. Not the doctor, not your lawyer, not a psychologist. Your prayer to the God of heaven is the answer. Just because we don't see a change doesn't mean our words are not heard, but rather that there is a fight going on, and it's up to you to engage and fight with your prayers. Prayer opens up the gates of heaven. Prayer brings God onto the scene. Prayer lifts you higher to places you cannot go yourself. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Be the type of person who is passionate about prayer, because that is the kind of person who will also be effective in prayer. Be the type of person who does not give up on their prayer, because that kind of person does not block their angel. Be the type of person who does not give up on their prayer, because that kind of person can touch heaven with their prayers. Luke 11:9. "And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you." Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Luke 18:1. In the parable of the persistent widow, Jesus teaches us that prayer is not just a one-off ticking a box matter. Although he encourages us that our Heavenly Father will hear our prayer, he also leaves no doubt that we may need to pray repeatedly and persistently until we receive our answer. If you have been praying for something and are still waiting for God to answer, this is for you. Do not lose heart. Do not be discouraged. Persist, just as the widow persisted. Persistent prayer is perhaps the weapon our enemy Satan fears the most. This is why he will try and discourage us to not keep praying if we don't see a breakthrough right away. The Bible is a book that teaches persistence, and you and I need to persist with our prayer life. Persistence is worth the cost. The payoff is exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever imagine. But most believers don't do that. That's why there are so many faith failures around. They stand on the word or pray for 1 day, 2 days, 9 days, and fall off. They are never willing to pay the price of persistence. What we need to do is persist. Jesus said if we'd continue in his word, then we'd be his disciples. Jesus, in his life on earth, demonstrated and taught hardcore, backbreaking, and no-nonsense persistence. He said if we'd continue, we would know the truth, and that the truth would make us free, John 8:31-32. There's a revelation of God that comes from persistence that the inconsistent person will never see. Determine today to be persistent.
There comes a time when you have to have some aggression, some tenacity, and some might about you. And you have to stand up and fight back, no matter what is happening to you, no matter how hard the fight is. As long as you keep fighting, you will win. The devil only wins if you let him. Life will only win if you let it. Let it. Fight on. Fight on. Fight on. Don't tell me you can't fight anymore. Don't tell me you can't fight anymore. Don't tell me I'm tired and alone. After all you have been through, you've got to take a stand. You've got to take a stand. Stand in the middle of heartache. Stand in the middle of calamity. Stand in the middle of the storm. Stand in the middle of chaos. Stand in the middle of failure. Stand firm in the name of Jesus. Defeat you. If it is an illness, fight back against it. It will not win. It will not win. Stop what God has ordained for you in 2020. You will experience the blessings of the Lord this year. The crown of favor is upon your head. God will open doors for you. But your duty, your responsibility is to be bold like a lion. Look at the ones who have gone before you. Moses, described in the Bible as the meekest man, face to face with the most powerful man on earth at that time, and told him, "Let my people go." Boldness. The great soldier Joshua, who took the sword and led the children of Israel to conquer kingdom after kingdom after kingdom after kingdom. Boldness. King David, who slayed a lion, a bear, and a giant as a small boy. Boldness. You can't be bold if you see yourself as a victim. You can't be bold if you see yourself as a loser. You can't be bold if you see yourself as a coward. This is the year you realize you have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on your side. And he has equipped you.
I have to pause this for now, guys. Hello. Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Uncle, can you send that link to the GC?
Yeah. I'll share it with everyone, okay? I know we are learning from it. But the reason why I have to stop, is because of us fellowship, okay? I'm going to share it to you so that you can watch it, but I hope you take your lessons from it. So I'm going to pray this rounding up prayer loud and clear. Say, "Oh Lord, my Father.
Oh Lord, my Father.
Give me the grace to be persistent in the place of prayer.
Give me the grace to be persistent in the
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and talk to God. Give me the grace to persist in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, give me the grace to persist in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, give me the grace to persist in the place of prayer. For Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
We're going to be having more. We're going to be having prayers later in the week. I'll share the time and everything with you guys, so that we can start praying as young people. Because the earlier you pray, the better it is for you. We have to end now because of our fellowship. Amen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that in the remaining this week that you have entered into, God will show himself strong in your life in the name of Jesus. And God will take us to a higher dimension with him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that which you've done for us. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. The days of our life, and worship them the ask of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
See you. See you next week.
Bye.
See you. Bye. Bye. Join the house fellowship. Join the house fellowship, okay? All right. Thank you.